Hey, what's up, Colts Nation? I'm Josh Hudgens with the Common Colt Podcast, coming back at you with another episode. And Julian Blackman, the Colts safety, has officially re-signed with the team. That's good news, and I want you to comment below what your one-word reaction to this news is below and subscribe to our channel. We're at 2,000 subscribers, and I appreciate you guys kind of joining our channel for this ride. But big move for the Colts. My one word is needed. This move was needed. I talked about it a couple episodes ago, how entering the draft, the Colts could not go into the NFL draft with a huge need at corner and safety. Safety was a position that I thought you could address through free agency or re-sign Julian Blackman, and they have now. Blackman, to me, was kind of the no-brainer guy that you bring back. You know how he's going to perform in your system. You know that he's not going to be crazy expensive. Despite him testing the market, I think he visited the 49ers and he visited the Bills, decided to come back to the Colts. It's a one-year deal. To me, it's a prove-it deal because he has had some injury concerns. He's blown his Achilles before, which early in his career, and obviously last season ended with an injury, but played in 15 games last year, had 4 interceptions, really made some positive strides for the Colts. And he's still young, and that secondary is going to be young. He's only 25 years old. To me, again, this was a no-brainer move that the Colts had to make because there was no way you could enter the NFL draft having your biggest needs, two of your biggest needs at corner and safety, both being in the secondary. Now, I think leading up to the draft, you're not forced to sign a cornerback. I would like for them to still sign a veteran cornerback, but I don't see that happening till after the draft now that you have your safety position more solidified. To me, again, I think that this sets the Colts up to draft a cornerback in the first round. I still believe it's their biggest need. Obviously, you have Juju Brents, who had shown some flashes, but he had some injury problems last year, and he's just got to stay healthy, and he's going to be on the field. Julian Blackman's going to he's got to prove it. If he wants a big long-term deal, he's got to stay healthy and stay on the field. We still have Nick Cross, who has some potential as well. But this move, again, just kind of solidifies what the Colts have been doing all offseason, which is kind of the run it back tour of 2024. Chris Ballard and the Colts apparently were shopping for some big fish guys in free agency early on, like Daniel Hunter. They put a big bid on him, but he decided to go to the Texans for less money. And then they pivoted and they went to this run it back, bring back the gang type of situation there. And we'll see. It's going to be interesting. I think it proves that the Colts have belief in their players, and they have belief that Anthony Richardson can help elevate this team to the playoffs. And they really were not far away from the playoffs last year. I mean, what was it? 2-3 plays away from the playoffs. So this team is not far off. I think if they have a strong draft, and they're going to need a strong draft to bolster up that secondary, I would still like to see another playmaker be taken, whether that's a receiver, preferably a speedster type. I mean, this team is not far off, and we'll see what happens. There's still plenty of time to go in this offseason. Around training camp, you could see, I think, a veteran cornerback get signed, but I really don't anticipate that happening until, like I said, after the draft. So, guys, I want to know what you think in the comments below. If you could just let me know what your one-word reaction is. To me, no-brainer. This was needed. This had to be done, and Ballard got it done. Hey, if you don't get L'Jarius Sneed, then you better get your guys back, and that's what Ballard's doing. So, got to tip your cap to him on that. Thanks for watching the video, guys. And until next time, thanks for watching the Common Colt Podcast.